Hello and welcome once again to Learning Digital Photography. This is my latest 2-minute audio boost since I've not done it in a while. I figured I would share a little 2-minute tip with you here on the Audio Boo website. If you're interested, I do have these available over on the blog. There's a sidebar there, so you can listen to the tips there directly at www.canonblogger.com. Today, my little 2-minute tip speaks to the subject of blurring water. I had an email into the blog the other day asking what is the best way to blur water when you've got a lot of light. Well, as we all know from the exposure triangle, there are only 3 ways that you can really control your exposure. That's through the shutter, through the aperture, and through your ISO or ASA, your noise and film speed, if you will, from the older days of photography before digital. And whenever you increase or decrease one, you have to do a respective decrease or increase on another if the third remains constant. And since we all generally try to keep noise to a minimum in our exposures, we would like to control for our exposure only with shutter and aperture. And the problem exists when you have bright light. If it's too bright, you're not going to be able to really slow your shutter speed down because the aperture won't let you go any lower than a certain degree. Most of the time, even if you see a really good high-quality lens, the highest they'll go is to f16 or f22 or something like that, and that still may not be a high enough aperture to allow you to drop your shutter speed low enough so you can get that blurred look on water. And one of the best ways you can do that, actually, is to reduce the amount of light in the scene rather than trying to make the adjustment in camera. Now, when I say that, a lot of people say, but how do you do it in the scene if it's bright sunlight? And the answer to that is through neutral density filters, or ND filters. Now, an ND filter is something you can put on top of your lens, and it'll take the same amount of light out across the entire scene. So it's a nice, even adjustment, and you can do it in different degrees. So you can put an ND filter on that will cut the light by 50%. You can do it where it'll cut the light by 75%, by a third, by 80%, almost to 100% of light reduction. And this will have the net effect of allowing you to drop your shutter speed. Now, the downside is that you do have to invest some money in these, so it is an additional expense, but it allows you to capture scenes or images that you would otherwise be unable to capture in brightly lit scenes. And this is coming into the blog, so I do want to thank the contributor of the question. The contributor did want to remain anonymous, so I'm not going to share their name here. But that's my 2-minute tip for the day, is to take a look at ND filters if you want to reduce the amount of light in your scenes. That's it for today. Out for now.